Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans and he has purposes, and he's pursuing that plan and that purpose with you this very day, and that's why you happen to seemingly tune into this broadcast for the first time. It's not an accident. God is for you, and when God be for you, who or what can be against you? All right, how do you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways. Go to the homepage of our website, tbhm.org, tbhm.org. Go there. Go to the bottom of the homepage there and click on the tab that says mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can go and click on the phone tab. You can call us 970-314-4077. If you get a voicemail, leave your message. If you don't leave a message, we're not going to call you back. So you have to leave a message and give us a way in which we can get back in contact with you, and we will by phone. Also, you can email us, send in your prayer requests. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Put him, Jesus, first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So there's a great move of God going on right now. He is coming back. Yes, indeed, he is coming back. But he's not coming back until the church is made glorious. He's coming back for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. And it's going to continue from this point going forward until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Blessed be his holy name. So tbhm.org. I just got to shout this out. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives me. He has forgiven you of all your sins. He heals all your diseases. I don't know what it is that you're faced with physically today, but you know, reach out like the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to raise his daughter from the dead, and he got interrupted in the trip because this woman touched him with her faith by acting on what she claimed she was going to get in faith. And when she reached and touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. As this message goes out, healing is breaking forth all over. Just touch the speaker in which you hear the sound of this broadcast coming out of, whether it be on the radio, whether it be over the internet, the device that you're listening on, whether you're streaming it through your smartphone, your computer, through your tablet. Reach out and keep your hand on it and just say, I receive my healing right now, and let his healing manifest in you. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He fills your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He makes known his ways to Moses. You know, and you're one of his children as well. I am your child. I follow you. And the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. and plenteous in mercy. I tell you, man, great. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So anyway, on our homepage there, you can get our mailing address, our phone number, and our email, TBHM, Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. Go there. It'll take you over to our website, touchedbyhim.org, and you can go there to find out more information about us or look up whatever you need to do. Also on the website, very important thing to know about, is that media page. This broadcast, if you're listening over the radio and for the first time especially, you can go to our media page and listen to the current week's radio broadcast. It's November 30th. The week of this radio broadcast is November 30th. And man, can you imagine that 2025 is gone. 31 more days and we're into 2026. Right now we're in at that special time. On the media page, you can always go back and listen to a broadcast. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime over the internet or over the radio stations, and in that rental time, we run out of time. Last week's message went 40 minutes. I'm taking on a big topic here. I'm kind of rushing into it a little bit, but you can go back and listen to the messages. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I quote a lot of scripture in these words because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and you can increase your faith and keep increasing it. It's called ever increasing faith by simply reading his word out loud enough so your own ears can hear it, keeping it coming in your ears, keeping it coming in your eyes, and then that word will build up inside of you into your spiritual heart, and then out of the abundance of that heart, your mouth will speak, and you'll be able to speak to your mountains, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass. I've been going over that for the past several weeks here, so go back and listen to those scriptures and keep re-listening to them till they get down into your heart. You know, sometimes you got to get by your head in order to get into your heart. God's word is written. It's the logos, you know, the written word, but then it can become rhema, the living word, and you want to do that. So anyway, on that media page, you can re-listen into those broadcasts. And also one thing I want to point out is if you look down onto the media page, there is a reading plan that I had my sister-in-law, Jeannie, who's been around my entire life. I don't even remember a part of my life where Jeannie wasn't in it. I think of her as much as my sister, as my sister-in-law. My brother married her when they were 18. They got married, but you know, again, as young as I was, let's see, they're 12 years older than I am, and so Jeannie's been around most of my life. My brother Gary and his wife Jeannie, my sister-in-law, they got married when they were 18, so, and they've been together ever since. So anyway, she helped me type this up, this Bible reading plan, and you can download it. So download it, and it'll help you start off in your weeks, whatever you are. And if you start off in the beginning of it, and it'll jump you around. This one, some people don't like to read the Bible like I like to read it. I like to read it from the beginning to the end, straight through. But you can read it in other ways too. And the one I have put up there lets you jump around a little bit, starts you off in Romans. It's important to know Romans. Then it goes to Genesis and Joshua, Psalms, Job, Isaiah, Matthew, and that's just the first week. So you can go all over and read the Bible, and if you stick to that plan, you'll start off in the beginning of the year on page one, and at the end you'll be at the end of the book of Revelation, and so you'll have read the whole entire Bible in 1 year, and always get that word coming at you, whatever, you know. And actually it ends up on the last Friday of the week of the year that you're in, you'll read Revelation 18 through 22, and then on the next day, the Saturday, call it that. It may not be a Saturday. Just go 7 days at a time. Acts 27 through 28. That's where you end your reading for the year. But then you start all over again. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So Anyway, there's our website, tbhm.org. There's the media page. There's the Bible reading plan. You can also donate to us and support us on the website, or you can mail your checks off to TBHM, Touched by Him Ministries, and use the mailing address I gave earlier. So I have been teaching about faith, you know, and the kind of faith that moves mountains. I started off with Mark 11 and 23. Actually, it starts off in 22, the teaching itself, because Jesus said, you have the God kind of faith. When you got born again, you got translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. You received a gift from God. It was the greatest transaction of your life. You just have to learn how to cash in on it. God's no respecter of persons. If He did it for me, He'll do it for you. All you have to do is do things His way. You know, once you get saved and born again, and you've been given that measure of faith, you got to learn how God does things. You know, seek first the kingdom of God and His way of doing things, and then all these things will be added unto you, which are the promises of God. There's 1,600, 1,800 promises, personal promises in God's Bible, in God's Word there. And when you apply them to yourself, you understand what it means by the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And it's through faith. It's a spiritual force, people. And with faith, you can move mountains. So in the broadcast in the past couple weeks here, I've talked about that mountain moving faith in Mark 11, 23, and then how you can increase your faith. And it's not just a little bit of increase. It's ever increasing. Feed your, you know, attend to His Word. Put it first place in your life. Keep it coming in your ears and keep it coming in your eyes, for it is life and health to all your flesh, you know, and it'll keep increasing your faith, and you can go forward with it, that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Matthew 4, but He answered and He said, it is written, this is Jesus talking, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And you were created in His image, and when you read His Word out loud to yourself, keeping it coming in your ears and keeping it coming in your eyes, you're going to live the victory. That's Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Always keep them in front of your eyes, His Word. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for His words are life and to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Pay attention to your tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You know, the fruit of God's Word is good. The other words, you know, where you are in your life, whether you understand it or not, is based upon what you have believed in and acted upon. The problem is, when you believe in and act on something, it's going to bear a result. When you believe and act on the truth, you always head for and end up where you were going. When you believe in and act on a lie, you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were heading, because it wasn't a truth. And how do you keep that truth? You know, Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through Him. And that truth will bear itself out in everything that you believe in and act on. So always keep the Word of God coming in your eyes, coming in your ears. How do you keep it coming in your ears? You just read God's Word out loud. It's so important to do that. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Nothing that was made without the Word of God. And then, hey, the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. Those who saw Him beheld His glory, the only begotten of the Father. That's it. You know, Satan and Jesus aren't brothers. Whoever came up with that crazy idea, again, is a liar. And, you know, you're never going to go forward in victory when you believe in and act on lies. That's the truth of it. So anyway, that's what we've been teaching on here. And I went over in those broadcasts, Mark 11, 23, Mark 11, 24. You know, I quoted those scriptures for you. You can go to it. The greater one lives inside of you. If you're born again, you are a believer, and you are born again, and He lives inside of you. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. That's why you have your victory. That's why the enemy comes around trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came so that you might have life and have that more abundantly. So start living in the intent that your Lord and Savior has purchased for you at the cross. A very dear price was paid for you, and that includes your health and your healing. It doesn't mean you're going to live forever. You're not eternal, you know. But don't be concerned about that. God has a plan for you in your life, and you live it out to the end, you know. And then, you know, when it's all over with at the very end, and you've reached your culmination of your life here on earth, God will simply just take your breath away, and you'll go on to be with Him. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Live that life, you know. Get after it, you know, and immediately you get translated again, and you go from life here on earth to life in heaven with your God Almighty. And then eventually, when the time comes and the time is right, you're going to return with Him to help Him set up His millennial reign here on earth, and you're going to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. And then the story keeps on going. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. There's a victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So go back and listen to those broadcasts, you know, and help us out. Sell, you know, send us an offering in so that we can help you more. And I will get to that point where you can use your faith. Face a spiritual force, you know. Your words are important. Read God's word. Faith comes by hearing. The God kind of faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You can increase your faith by exercising it. I use that example of the woman with the issue of blood because that's what the ministry, our ministry here is named after, the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. And then when her opportunity came, she acted on it. She did it. She'd spent all of her fortune and was none the better with her health. She reached out, touched the hem of His garment. She'd grabbed that dunamis healing power right out of Him through with her faith in what He was able to do. She knew that Jesus was the anointed one. She knew that if she touched the hem of His garment, she'd be made whole. Her opportunity came, she acted on it, she did it, and bing, herself was made whole once again. Her issue of blood dried up, and all of her life, you know, salvation is complete and total soundness in every area of life. It is the life with nothing missing, nothing broken, and she received that blessing from that. So, again, we're talking about mountain-moving faith. You can exercise it. It's ever increasing faith. It's just like when your body goes to the gym, it will respond to exercise. And but faith is ever increasing. You won't reach a limit as your body does with exercise. You can get strong, you can get good endurance, but you're only going to get strong and get such endurance. But you know, we're going to go. You can only go so far with that. What the limits are, they're discovering are greater than ever, but still, whoever you are, you're only going to get so strong physically through your exercise. But with faith, it's ever increasing. And real faith, that's today's message, is of the heart. For verily, I'm going to read Mark 11:23 again. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever he says. You know, we read in chapters, if you go back and listen to the broadcast over the last couple of weeks, there's two important facts about faith. Every believer has a measure of mountain-moving faith, and every believer's measure of faith can grow. You can exercise it. I'm much more powerful faithfully with my spiritual force of faith than I've ever was when I first got saved. But y'all have to start somewhere. I did. You can go forward with it. The most important thing about faith is that faith is of the heart, not the head. Notice the expression in Mark 11:23 where it reads, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. This is talking about believing in your heart. Romans 10:10. I've quoted that scripture so many times. This was the path to salvation. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Faith, and this is Bible faith or scriptural faith, is of the heart. The real faith is heart faith. It's not head faith. Well, just what is the heart of man, and what does it? What does it mean to believe with the heart? And the best way in the world to answer that question is just to let the Bible tell you. That will settle all the arguments. First of all, the heart of man or the human spirit is not the physical heart that pumps blood throughout your body and keeps you alive. That's a different organ. That's not what God is talking about when he says he talks about the heart of man. No, let's let God tell us what the heart of man is. 1 Peter 3, verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. And then notice it says that this man of the heart is a hidden man. That is, he's hidden to the physical senses. You can't see him with your physical eye or feel him with your physical hand because he's not a physical being. The inward man, the hidden man of the heart, is a spirit man. Paul made mention of this inward man in 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, and though our outward man perish, decays, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, so there's an outward man and an inward man. The outward man is the body. You can see the outward man. The outward man is decaying. It's growing older, you know. But the inward man can be renewed day by day, and that's the most important thing. I tell you, you need to know this. There are two kinds of faith, and it's very important to understand this. There's the Thomas kind of faith, or head faith, and there's the Abraham kind of faith, or heart faith. And John 20, verses 25 through 29 reads this way. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord, but he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. This is Thomas speaking here. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither by thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, not believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And then in Romans 14, 17 through 21, it says, As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. The Abraham kind of faith is the faith that believes in spite of what it sees, in spite of the circumstances. And the Abraham kind of faith is of the heart. The Thomas kind of faith believes only what it can see, hear, taste, smell, or touch. The Thomas kind of faith is head faith. In other words, it's based on mental reasoning and the senses. You see, a man is a spirit being. He has a soul and he lives in a body. He contacts the physical world with our physical body. He contacts the spiritual world with our spirit. And he contacts the intellectual world with our soul. And there's only three worlds or realms you live in. Man doesn't contact any other realm except the spiritual, physical, and mental realms, because that's not any more realms than that for him to contact. There's just not any other realms out there for you to get in touch with. But man is actually a spirit being. You know, faith is of the heart. So or the spirit or the inward man. Faith is not of the mind or the body. It's of the heart. Again, Mark 11 and 23. For verily, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So write it down and don't forget this. Faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head. There's the thing that defeats a lot of Christians, you know, or so-called Christians. There's many a faith that's taught differently that claim to be Christian, and when they're not, because they're looking to their feelings all the time, and they're going to be defeated there. Because they have doubt in their mind, they say, I'm doubting, I know I am. And really, whether they mean to or not, they're telling a lie all the time. They just don't know it, because faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head. Jesus never said a word in the world about not doubting in your head. He said, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's Mark 11, 23. It's heart faith, not head faith, that gets the job done. Don't go searching your feelings about what you feel about something. Just search the word to have it tell you what you need to know about something, and you will have it. So Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. I don't know how many times over the broadcast, over 26 years on the radio and on the internet, I've said that particular scripture. Lean not upon your own understanding. Let God, you know, when there's conflict between your understanding and what God's word says, go with God's word all the time. Your understanding is your own mental processes, your own human thinking. In other words, you can read that verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own mind or human reasoning. But that's exactly where most Christians miss it. You can't give them scriptures and they will say yes. I have people come to me all the time for help, and I've found that the best way in the world to help them is with God's word. So put faith in the word, not in your feelings. Go forward with the victory, people, that comes from being in Christ Jesus. I tell you, the more you do that, the more you're going to know that God is for you, and who or what will be against you. You know, you can help people as long as they're taking sides against the... You can't help people along, or you can't help them as long as they're taking sides against the word. You've got to side in with God's word if you want the word to work for you. And a lot of people just don't catch on, but our faith must not be in our feelings. Our faith must be in what God says, and that's the simple truth of it. You know, blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Thomas's faith was head faith, not heart faith. You see, after Jesus's resurrection, he appeared to the disciples, and Thomas wasn't with them. And the disciples said to Thomas, we have seen the Lord. That's John 20, verse 25. Thomas said, I'll not believe unless I see the print or the wound of the nail in his hand, put my finger in those nail holes and see the wound in his side where that soldier took the Roman spear and thrust it under his rib cage in his left side. That Roman spear was said to have been about 5 inches wide at the base, so there would have been plenty of room for Thomas to put his hand. And the disciples were gathered together in a room when Thomas said this. The door was shut, but suddenly Jesus appeared in their midst and said, peace be unto you. And he said to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. You see, Jesus knew what Thomas had said, even though he wasn't physically present that day when Thomas said it. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God, John 20, verse 28. You see, when Jesus appeared, Thomas believed. And Jesus said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. John 20, 29. Jesus didn't commend Thomas's kind of faith. He didn't recommend Thomas's kind of faith. In fact, Jesus said, you only believe because you've seen. People, you know, believing is seeing, not seeing is believing. But anybody could have that kind of faith, sinner or saint. That's head faith. That's believing what your physical senses tell your mind. But Jesus said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. calling things that be not as though they were. Let's look again in Romans at God's own account of Abraham and his faith. Romans 4, 18 through 21. Who against hope, this is Paul speaking of Abraham, that he might become the father of many nations. Remember, Abraham was 80 years old when this whole thing started. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. God, inspired by the Spirit of God, wrote these words. And you can read an account of this back in Genesis 17. I'll tell you, when Abraham was 99 years old, started at 80, when he was 99 years old, the Lord God appeared to Abram and said, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. So get this, because God said, the father of many nations have I made thee. Think on that a little bit. I know it's different than human reasoning and humankind. Human thinking, you'll have to meditate on it a little bit for it to dawn on you. Again, look at Romans 4 and 17. It says, before him who believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Notice God didn't say, I am going to make you the father of many nations. He said, I have made you the father of many nations. Faith is now, people. Faith is always present tense. Those people who are always going to get something never get it. They say, I'm going to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost sometime. I know people who have been going to get something from God for years, and they never get it. They said, I believe I'm going to get my healing sometime. I know people like that who are still sick and some who have died. A man once told me, I believe I'll get saved sometime. Bless his darling heart, but now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I don't know how many times I've said that. Go to our prayer of salvation on our website there. Don't let it happen to you. A verse of Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is, people. It's not now. If it's not now, it's not faith. Faith is now. It's present tense. You call things that aren't as though they are. Abraham, what did Abraham believe? He believed in Romans 4 and 18. He said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Abraham believed according to that which was spoken. He didn't believe according to what he could see. He didn't look at his own body. He didn't believe according to what his mind told him. Abraham believed according to what God said. Don't go down in there and check out your feelings. Get into the Word of God and know what it says about your situation. Know what it says about your circumstance. Use faith, and it will move mountains for you in your life. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. Remember, real faith is of the heart. And follow Abraham's example. Romans 4 and 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father. I have made thee. It's already a done deal, people. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calls things which be not as though they were. God is a faith God. We're faith children of a faith God. One person said to me, well, it would be all right for God to call those things which be not as though they were. He's God, but it would be wrong for me to do it. Hey, if it's wrong for you to do it, it's wrong for God to do it. I mean, children of the devil act like the devil. Shouldn't children of God act like God? Yes. Go, brother, go. I'm telling you, man, you've got victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Go forth, I'll tell you, Our faith should not be in our feelings. If they're telling you to look to your feelings in your Christian faith, get out of that Christian faith because it's not real. It's false. What we feel or think about a situation is not what's important. What's important is what God's Word says about your situation, your circumstance. That's why we should meditate and feed our spirit man on God's Word. The real faith, what comes by hearing God's Word, will produce results for us. And real Bible faith is of the heart. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And know that in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.